Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We also hit another company. Let me just pull up that info for you. We hit a company on Thursday, and that was in Olifantsfontein. I like saying that word. It was a company called Red Fern Labels. It was Teresa and her team. And one of their employees has been there for over 20 years, and he happened to be a good friend of mine for over 30 years. And he's the same guy that presents the Entertainment Report. So, ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours, the one, the only, Lance Zeman, with this week's Entertainment Report. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, Madonna and Beyonce dropped a remix of Break My Soul this week, and it's the first time that the pair have been credited on a song together. The tune is a mashup of Break My Soul and Vogue, and it's aptly titled The Queen's Remix. The song is 6 minutes long, and it opens with Vogue's signature strings and then transitions into a spoken word opening. Beyonce also dedicates a portion of the song to other artists such as Alicia Keys, Aaliyah, Grace Jones, and former members of Destiny's Child. The new spin on the track arrives a few days after the full mix collection of the track dropped. And the 80s video game classic Pac-Man is getting the movie treatment. The coin-operated arcade game is set in a maze where Pac-Man has to eat pellets while being chased by colorful ghosts. The project is based on an original idea from the person responsible for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And Jamie Foxx stars as a hard-working dad out to provide for his daughter. He uses a boring job as a pool cleaner as a front for his real gig, hunting and killing vampires. Snoop Dogg and Dave Franco co-star in the action comedy Day Shift that is only available to view on Netflix. And that's all I've got for you, buddy. Order some of the Duke's famous hot wings, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you so much. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, thanks to the good folks over at Solid Gold Podcast, you can get the Entertainment Report wherever you get your podcast.